Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Nothing really indicates that summer has arrived like berry season. Getting to eat fresh strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries is an absolute joy. But what about gooseberries, black currants, and red currants? Yes, they are being grown in Vermont. And here to tell us about these is Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Delicious to be here as always, Rick.
Who is growing these exotic berries and currants and why?
So there are a few different farms. The farm that I visited specifically for this story is the farm of John and Nancy Hayden in Jeffersonville, right on Route 15, the farm between. I do also know that the Last Resort farm in Starkspur and Moncton, they're right on the line. I can never remember which town to put them in. They also grow them. And then I found out that a farm in Springfield also grows them, a farm called Cherry Hill Farm. So they are available, increasingly so, around the state. And the most challenging thing is that people aren't quite sure what to do with them. And they're a little harder to love is how I describe it. And I'm going to give you a couple to taste. We're right at peak season right now. So red currants, and then there's a champagne pink that's just beautiful that I don't have today in the studio, but a black currant. They're the same general, you know, family, but very different tasting. The red currant, theoretically, you could eat off of the bush, although they're pretty tart. And the black currant, there are very few people who enjoy these off the bush. But for those who grew up with them, particularly in Europe, they are just, you know, like the taste of childhood, et cetera. I actually grew up with all of these, mostly black currants and gooseberries in England, and I love them. But here, taste one of each of these and tell me what you think.
All right, so we got black currant and red currant, right?
And they look pretty different. The red and the pink champagne are sort of translucent and very glossy. And the black currant, and you should see Rick's face.
Wow.
His little eyes are going, woo!
So I'm eating a black currant.
Yeah.
They're very tart. They're not really berry flavor.
No, a lot of people describe them as musky, a little metallic.
Yep.
They're kind of tannic, if people are familiar with that term in terms of grapes, red wine. And there are those who also describe them as tasting a little like cat pee, but we won't go there. They cook up with a really interesting, I think, sort of tart flavor, and you have to add, yes, a lot of sugar.
Okay.
And now the red currant.
The red currant. Now, that's more delightful.
Right, right. And the pink will be even slightly sweeter. And those are the ones that are really pretty, too.
Why is this a good or bad climate to grow the currants and the gooseberries?
They are cold tolerant, so that's good. They have a very narrow window, so that's, of course, not great. They're pretty much ripe in sort of 3 weeks in July. The Haydens, they've really focused over the last 7 or 8 years on these more unusual berries because not that many other people were growing them, and they did find that there was an audience for them through direct sales. And they're also a relatively low labor. You know, you don't have to reseed them. They're a perennial bush. You plant them. They do take 4 or 5 years to bear, but once they start bearing, of course, you have to prune them and tend them. Everything they do is organic at the farm between. They actually try not to use any pesticides at all, not even organic ones, because even organic pesticides are killing something. And it's a way that they can farm and support the whole ecosystem.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about currants and gooseberries. What kind of products do they make with the berries and currants they grow?
So the bulk of their black currants, which is the musky one that
yes.
you tasted, go to a product that people may be familiar with. This is the Vermont version of cassis, which is traditionally French. The word cassis means black currant in French. And it's a port-style wine made with the black currant syrup, made by Boyden Valley Winery just down the road from them. And so the bulk of the black currants go to them. They also sell fresh fruit. This year, they're only at the Burlington Farmers Market. They have done a couple other farmers markets in the Poais, but they're cutting back and focusing. But they also make syrups. So many people who will have seen them at the Burlington Farmers Market will be familiar with the naturally flavored snow cones they make. They also make sodas right there, mixing their different syrups, which do include the currants and sometimes the gooseberries and also their other fruits, rhubarb. They have something called a beach plum, which is not something you'd ever eat off the tree, but makes a really good syrup. So they have all these different flavors. They even make an elderberry ginger syrup, which is with the elderberries, another unusual berry which you wouldn't eat off the bush at all. But as John and Nancy both say, they're not really syrup makers. They're organic fruit growers. And actually what they really say is that they are ecologists with a farming problem. So really, as I said, going back to they believe in doing what they can do as farmers to support the whole ecology of the farm. And they have arrived at these fruits as a way to do that.
And what kind of recipes do these work well in?
So traditionally, there are a few different recipes that I grew up with, something called gooseberry fool, which is pretty simple. You take the gooseberries, which are green and translucent. Some of them, some of the different varieties have a pinkish edge. And you stew those down with some sort of sweetener, sugar traditionally. And then you puree that. You push it through a sieve because they have some seeds and skins. Then you have a smooth, pale green puree usually. And then fold that into whipped cream and serve. And then something that you're going to be the guinea pig on this. I was looking up all sorts of different ways to eat these, and I thought this sounded really interesting. It's a red currant, and I adapted the recipe because I can't ever leave a recipe alone. And it's honey, a little balsamic vinegar, red currant, simmered down together, and then you whisk in some olive oil and a touch of salt, and it is a salad dressing. So here, I'm going to give you a little piece of lettuce and dip and tell me what you think.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that nice? Tart, sweet kind of balance?
Oh.
So I'm thinking that I gave it to Rick on some butter lettuce from my CSA that I belong to. And I'm thinking maybe a little fresh goat cheese and maybe a little crunchy nut. What do you think?
Oh, I would eat that. Oh, goodness, I love it. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for the salad dressing, and thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
By the way, you don't get to keep that. That's part of my dinner tonight. My pleasure, as always, Rick.